More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by a very, very jealous man, Mr. Richard Avery.
Good afternoon, sir. How are we today?
Good. You seem to be much better today.
Painkillers are kicking in.
Painkillers. What are you taking?
Four Vicodins.
Four Vicodins? You're like a porn chick, dude.
Exactly.
Vicodin, any Xanax in there?
No, just the Vicodin.
Anything else?
I smoked a little weed, chased it down with a little vodka.
Yeah.
And then hopefully shortly here, I'll just top it off with a little Percocet chaser.
Nice. I don't even think I need to introduce this type of show anymore because we've been doing them so much.
WTF.
Speaking of pharmacies real quick, what the fuck is with girls showing up on set literally with a pharmacy in their purse?
I've seen that.
Yeah?
I've seen that. I won't name names because we'll get in trouble, but a certain individual came over here one time to shoot, and she brought more drugs. Basically, she was carrying weight. Like, she had a shitload, and I was, like, in awe. Like, her purse looked like fucking Rite Aid pharmacy.
Nice. Well, today...
Speaking of drugs.
Today, in studio, our guest is Gracie Glam.
Hey.
Spell that.
What?
Spell that.
GRACIEGLAMXXX .com. So, Gracie Glam, what the fuck?
What the fuck? I don't know.
Wow. What the fuck is up with guests that just have nothing?
Yeah.
We've been talking about this for a while. Nothing.
I know. What the fuck? What the fuck am I doing here?
I don't know.
That was perfect.
I've been trying to get this bitch on this show since like episode 12.
Like since what, 82?
No, kind of like episode 3.
Yeah.
Like, don't even push me back to 12. Like, seriously, dude, come on.
Weren't we going to talk about fashion or something?
Yeah, we were going to talk about fashion.
And then she blew me off.
Yeah. You were a shitty friend.
No. What the fuck is up with that? I know it's an LA thing and it used to be whatever, but it's like, oh, hey, so what are we doing? Oh, yeah, let's get together. And then nothing. The plans just collapse. And I'm just saying in general, what the fuck is up with, you know, you go through Wednesday, 2 o'clock, let's get together for lunch. And then nothing.
That's because in LA, most of the time when you make those plans, you're either already drinking or stoned. And it sounds like a great idea.
At the time, it sounds like
then you sober up.
Yes. And then you're like, what the fuck was I thinking when I made plans with that person? I don't even really like that girl. Like,
no. Girl, I don't even like you.
Yeah. No, or it's that's LA where you're like, oh, we should hang out. Oh my God. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
You're halfway through it going, why?
Seriously, can I tell you something though? You did that so perfectly. Yeah. Like you've done that before.
She does. She hasn't done it to me.
That was funny though.
I just don't text you back.
Exactly. Oh, no. Get this. It used to be, now she's gotten better, but it used to be there was the 3-text rule. And it wasn't a rule, it just happened.
It just happened.
You could be in the middle of a serious conversation. You get 3 texts.
I just don't
from
text
Gracie
back.
Glam. Hey, how's it going? Good. How's it going? You got 2 more texts. I mean, it was like, so you better get your questions out fast.
Wow.
A long text, you may get a little bit better answer, but it was
It'll
like,
take me 2 days to respond.
And it was gone. Just, she'd vanish. Like, it was gone.
Wow.
Like a fart in the wind.
Wow. 3 days later, you'll get a LOL. Winky face.
Exactly. What you doing? I need something.
Yeah, I know that. I know that a little too well.
You deal with girls.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, I like when I ask certain I can't name names again because I can get my ass kicked.
Just name a name.
No, because I can get serious. I will get beat up.
I used to answer his text messages way more than you. We actually had.
Don't tell him
this,
that.
This like game going where like I was on it. Like
I didn't want to mention
me
it.
He was asking me questions and they were short and to the point and they were simple and I could just like knock it out.
Sweetheart, you're gonna get me in trouble.
You know, and it was like favorite color teal. Favorite animal.
Oh, were you
giraffe.
Asking
like,
those bullshit like, questions?
I wanted to get to know
That's
her.
What he does with all the girls. Have you seen his phone? His phone has hundreds of girls, and he has those conversations with like 20 of them a day.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So you're just trying to like downplay. Like, I used to see you're
Gracie,
jealous. Like, it's okay,
he's
Mo.
Jealous.
It's okay,
okay,
Mo. Like, yeah.
He's just jealous.
Not that cool. I mean, you're cool. But.
No.
Episode 3, Mo. But come on. I'm pretty fucking cool, obviously.
No, if you would have been here that day, you would have met my ex-wife.
Yeah, I think I've heard enough. But she does sound like I just really like to hug her.
She's huggable.
Yes.
Hopefully,
you kind of feel sorry for her. You kind of just be like,
really?
Oh, you poor girl.
No, I used to be skinny and
Mo's a fucking asshole. Like he's like, he smiles to everybody, and like, and it's kind of funny because everyone thinks he's gay, and this is like the thing. Like everybody loves to say like, "Oh, Mo, you mean the gay guy?" And you're like, "No, he's not gay. Like he actually really likes anal. Like he's not, a Scorpio, you know."
He's not gay. He's not gay. He's just happy.
He was born close to Halloween, so he's a little devilish. But you know, like he's cool. He's not gay, even though I used to work in fashion too. Like and. He's kind of like really, he's a little crazy and he likes to pretend like, oh, I'm super nice and I'm happy. And like, and he actually means every, like his sarcasm, he's anyone sarcasm? On set, anyone on set, if when he says a joke to you, he's not kidding. Just to let you know, he means it and he hates you. Okay. And whatever joke, and if he calls you princess, ladies, keep in mind, because he does do this a lot, that means he's fucking annoyed with you. So
basically he's passive aggressive.
Yes, majorly. But like he has a little flair because like he goes up and down like a roller coaster. And you know, like depends on how, like if he's got his medication.
I was just going to say the same thing.
He got his medication, you know, where he's just like a general monotone. Hi. Okay, and then he walks away with like that dead face, looking at you like, oh, this bitch. And
welcome but, to like, more with Gracie. Yeah,
you know, he'll call you princess
and, or like, sweetheart. Sweetheart, yeah, usually.
Yeah, that means it's like he doesn't really like you, and you're kind of annoying. You're slowing everyone down, and he just wants to go home and like smoke weed, and you're enabling him from doing that. So, yeah.
Have you gotten all that off your chest?
I did. I just need to let everybody know. It's like your game that you play. Everyone thinks okay, you're so peppy.
Let me go back to the gay thing does bother me, and it's nothing against gay guys. It's the whole thing. And listen, I've been hit on before, and that's flattering. Listen, any human being that wants to hit on me and all this sexiness, great. But it's so frustrating because now I'm in porn. If I wanted to be gay, or if I was gay, I would have stayed in fashion.
Yeah.
Where I could have actually slept with people and advanced my career, not here where it's like, hey, I'll do a BJ scene with you. It's really funny too
because like you don't even tell anyone that you were in fashion. Like you could totally, I tell them all the time, you could use, like you could have been fucking girls, like way, whoever. You could have been like, yeah, oh, I worked on this shoot. Huh. Pussy, like, oh, I know they'd want to shoot you,
no.
But no, he doesn't. He doesn't tell anybody he worked in fashion. He doesn't tell anybody the cool shit.
Because he has low self esteem.
Yeah, he just like,
oh my god, oh, he are just we would rather
like
there?
He'd rather go the route of like the funny sarcastic guy because that really worked out for you.
You didn't mention.
Have you met his girlfriend?
You didn't mention that I worked with celebrities. You didn't mention that I've worked for a big photographer. None of those. You just say fashion.
And he actually got me a job in the fashion industry.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And what happened there?
I did good. They actually paid me for the second one. Okay.
They paid you for the second one. Yeah, you know, I only
cried in my car by myself.
No, it was.
No, I didn't.
This was like a nice stylist. So, Richard? Do you want to bash on me a little bit? Because this has turned into what the fuck all, to bash I know,
for,
Mo.
I would bash on you, but the fact is it matters, and you know this, for 80 episodes now, I've done it for exactly. 80 episodes. Been there, done that. We've been doing it for 80 episodes.
Oh my God. So
I like her perspective of you is a little bit fresh and different.
Fresh? Mm. She's pulling out shit from five years ago.
I'm saying fresh on the podcast show here that it's fresh.
Okay, let's continue then. No, shall we?
I want you to talk about her.
Yeah, let's talk about me.
Oh, I can't.
Yes, you can.
That would be a bad idea.
Talk about how pretty I am.
You are so pretty. Gracie Glam is one
talk
of the
about how
prettiest
funny I am.
Girls.
Wait, no. Like,
she's not
oh,
that funny.
About how, like...
How modest
we used
is.
To watch American Horror Story together, and then, you know what our favorite movie together, though, was?
What?
I don't remember either.
Yeah. Mm.
Black Swan.
Oh, okay.
That one was really good. That or, good. No, Hitchcock. It still really bothers me that I bought you that for Christmas. I got this $300 like Blu-ray edition set of all the Hitchcock movies. Yeah, I'm a fucking awesome friend. I used to pay for a lot of shit, just to let you know.
You made 10 times more.
And then he like totally like, and then I actually got you a massage too when you're running for your Free Speech Coalition shit.
Just one?
He was all stressed out and like he actually cared. And like I was like, oh my gosh, I got him a massage and that. And then we stopped being friends. And I was like, I've spent so much money on you.
Oh my God. You just
So you're one of those guys who take all the money from the girls.
Okay, first of all.
No, my boyfriend, my ex-boyfriend used to hate me because I was such good friends with him.
Aww. Oh, this episode's going to go well. I can feel it already. Yes, yeah. For my birthday, she
got
me the
Hitchcock.
Do you
think Alex is going to listen to this one?
Yeah, she is.
Okay.
No. Hi, honey. I love you. No, I mean, so yes. Okay, so anybody out there that cares anymore, because people used to think we were an item. People
yeah,
thought, yeah.
The people used to make fake profiles and like like talk
straight. Yeah. No, and there were guys in the industry who basically I'd say, no, we're just friends. No, we're just friends. Really. No, come on, dude. No, it's cool. I won't tell
were
you.
Were you guys like kind of like Brad and Angelina, like Brangelina? Were you guys Mosey?
We were like the Minions.
We were like Mosey? No. I think you guys are like Mosey. Is that what they called you guys together? Mosey?
Okay, back to Hitchcock. She got me an amazing DVD set. Nice. She's just jealous because she hasn't got to watch it.
All the movies? The
Burrows? I did buy all the movies, though, on my iTunes.
Like, it's the good set.
The Blu-ray special edition. They don't fucking make it anymore.
Yeah, no, it's the good set.
$300? That's a lot of money.
Yeah. She did get me a massage, and I'm about ready to get punched. I can feel it already. The gift certificate is still on my desk, and it is still valid.
No, you used it. You told me you went.
I lied.
You're an idiot.
Sorry.
I might still have the receipt number. I'm
not gonna... They know me because I've called like 3 times to make sure it's still valid. And then it wasn't that we stopped being friends. It's that we took a break. Because sometimes when you get in a relationship, really tight friendships with a male-female type thing go by the wayside because the new girl tends to, you know.
I gave you my IKEA bed and you're supposed to put up my stripper pole and you just never showed up.
Wow.
And then he was supposed to help me put my bed together and like did it completely wrong because his girlfriend was texting him like, where the fuck are you? And I had to like undo the whole thing by myself. And I remember sitting out on the floor crying at 4 a.m. with
no bed, on the floor, on the hard carpet.
I didn't know I was doing it wrong. I'll be honest. I didn't know. It wasn't just because the girlfriend. So fuck you.
There was that one time that you would let this porn star stay at your house and she killed one of my turtles. That was fun.
Oh, the one that shit on everything?
Was it Bonnie or was it Clyde?
I don't remember. Oh, yeah. A girl that stayed at my place, she killed a turtle.
Yar.
Yeah.
So,
do you have any?
Where are the turtles at now?
Dead.
Yeah.
Both of them?
Yep. Mm-hmm. They were little ones that we got down in Santee Alley.
Oh, that's nice.
And she was a deadbeat mother. What the fuck is with people who get pets and then just
leave them? I have this thing where I like to get pets and then pawn them off on my friend Mo. They're all like caged, little, small, like, you know.
Paco the fish.
Yep, he has a Twitter. Follow him at fish named Paco.
Yeah, Paco used to get pictures with all the porn stars when they came by the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a dog or cat?
I do.
Mary Jane.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite bitch.
Yep.
What kind of dog?
She's a pit bull.
I love pit bulls.
Okay, yeah. Real quick. What the fuck is with people that when we go hiking or we do anything and they like they see Mary Jane, who is by far the sweetest dog ever, that will like go to the other side of the street
to get away.
Yeah, no, she gets pissed. But it's these people that go, you see this dog who's a sweetheart, doesn't even look tough. And go through, oh my God, and they'll hug their kids tight. It's like, bullshit. What the fuck is with people that are just dicks about it?
I think that what we didn't realize is that they were doing it towards us and not the dog.
Oh, that could be.
Exactly.
We look way more vicious.
It has a lot to do with you, Mo, not the dog.
I am a very happy person.
Prostitute and that porn guy. Get over here.
Yeah.
He's also gay. Come here, sweetie. Come here, sweetie. Oh, look, a pit bull.
It's not the dog.
Get away from those whores.
those whores.
It's not the dog.
There is nothing wrong with being a whore. I'm a Twitter whore.
You are. It was really annoying at one point. It kind of embarrassed me.
Yeah.
Is this confessional? This isn't what the fuck. This is confessional. This is what I really meant.
This is what, when she came on the show, all she wanted, .com. She just wanted to attack me. It's really, she wanted to attack me.
And talk about fashion.
What the fuck is with producers of podcasts looking at their phones like they have something better going on?
I know, I told you what I'm trying to do. Trying to resolve, make my life easier.
Brings into passive aggressive behavior, which actually could, you know, benefit you maybe once. I heard, you know, that you're a very straight up person, which we aren't.
I'm not.
Yeah.
No, he's not. He's a catty bitch.
Really? I thought you were really straight up.
I'm not at all.
No? No?
Oh, he talks the talk, but
yeah. He doesn't walk the walk? Oh,
he is
okay,
catty.
Really?
He can barely walk.
It's so true.
Yeah. You really got to comment.
Have you seen me crawl? God. Didn't you see me crawling last week at the shoot? I was like, could even get up
off
the floor.
Poor Richard.
I know.
Oh, we got high on set with Remy. High. And all we we were just standing next to her.
Exactly.
I was going to say, shocker.
He's like, oh, let's do a photo shoot of you in the bathroom or here in this enclosed area and smoke weed.
Wow.
He's getting
That's
hot
such a great over. Idea. Oh, my God. That sounds so cool.
Did you have this idea like 3 years ago?
I mean, I don't know why anybody hasn't thought of it sooner. That would be so hot. You could do like a whole website of like girls smoking weed, like, or like with smoke coming out of their mouth, like cigarettes or something.
That's a good idea. Mo.
If you look at the averagemo.com, you'll see a picture of
about,
a photo set of
how about we start that's the first movie we do for averageangel.com.
Averageangel.com. I'm opening a new company. Do you want to be a contract girl?
Please.
Do you want to be an average girl? That'd be so good. An average girl.
I mean, well, I don't know. I can't really say too much. You could just have all of us, like all the average angels are all the ones that got the kiss of death. Like Team BNS.
Team BNS.
Team Best New Starlet. Yeah.
You know, the Best New Starlet, it's kind of the kiss of death to careers in the industry. You know, Gracie Glam had the height of her career.
Let's run through this list. let's see. Who's before Kags? 2009 Best New Starlet.
No, what's... No, I don't remember.
I don't know.
Okay, we don't remember. Yeah, there we go. Point number one. Number two, Cagney Lynn Carter. Gone. 2011, me.
You're still
around. I'm chilling. Irrelevant, but chilling. Yeah. You know, super fucking irrelevant, though. And then...
But,
what,
whose fault is that?
Derek Hay. No. I'm just kidding, Derek. He looked great at Burbank Airport the other day.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Who was after you?
Brooklyn Lee. Who's that? Who that girl? Who? What?
Where? Where'd she go?
New York. Blonde hair, big fake tits.
Okay.
Then after that, who? Remy.
Was it Remy?
Yeah.
It was Remy.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Remy's hot. Remy's hot again.
We're not talking about. Well, contract wise.
Oh. Yeah. Then we have this year's Carter Cruz.
Have you worked with Carter? Okay. We back up. There's Remy, mm-hmm. who won. Then, remember, she retired right after she won? Hello, kiss of death. Then we had Mia.
True. She did retire.
Mia won, got married.
Holy shit. She did. Oh, she wasn't that. Oh,
duh,
shit.
Hello, kiss of motherfucking death. I'm telling you.
But she's still a contractor. Oh, you, okay. And then.
And she only works with Danny Mountain. Either way, I'm just saying.
They're a hot couple, though.
So you're basically you're saying it's like there's a curse that goes with this thing.
Yes. If you could,
there's like.
It is.
But I don't.
But it takes a couple years after you win it.
No.
Does anybody ever win Best New Starlet and then like a year or two later wins Best Performer? Like, has that ever happened?
Jenna Hayes, I think, is the only person.
Yeah, it hasn't happened in any sort of...
I think Jenna Hayes is the only person. But, I mean, she had Jules. Like, come on. That's Jenna. Jenna loves Jenna.
Jenna was huge.
Hey, Jenna.
Jenna was huge.
Shout out. Like,
we're just going to tweet everybody that's been mentioned in this episode.
All she's going to say is word, you know? I mean, like...
Yo.
I like Jenna. She was fun. I smoked weed with her one time.
I'm trying to remember Jenna.
On a set. It was good times.
I remember that story. That was not good times for one of us.
I think Jenna was in Hawaii when I was in Hawaii with the tsunami. That's what I remember. We were both in
Hawaii. You're saying she caused a tsunami?
No, we were in Hawaii when the tsunami hit. When the Tokyo earthquake hit, tsunami hit Hawaii. We were both in...
The motocross boyfriend.
We were both in Hawaii at the same time.
I remember. Well, aloha.
I know. Have you ever been? I had to cancel my shoot because of tsunami. How many times have you said that?
I've never gone to Hawaii.
Yeah.
I have.
I went to Orlando. What the fuck was
how
bad?
How was O-Town?
Hold on. What the fuck is with the smell
it's
of Orlando?
It's gotten ghetto lately. Oh, the fluoride, the water. Yeah.
Is that what it is? It smells like diarrhea at times.
Yeah, it's the water.
No, and then, where we realized that it was literally liquid shit coming out of the showers was, you know, you turn on the shower.
Did
and
you stay at Disney World?
No, close. But no, we're in this bit. It was a one of those. What do you do when you buy a timeshare?
Extended
timeshare. No. One of those giant timeshare things. And you turn on the shower, and it's like the steam, and it was just like, what the fuck? It was disgusting.
Yeah.
I loved it, but going back to what the fuck? The mouse owns that town. Everywhere we went, mm-hmm. there was Mickey stuff everywhere. And then the UPS store we went to, they had just removed all their stuff, and it was like, and she goes, yeah, we just got rid of it. I was like, shh, they're listening.
I don't know. When I lived in Orlando, I lived in a gated community that it had. Just kind of like has its own zip code, so like I don't really.
What's it called? Universal Studios.
Heathrow, Florida.
Isn't that an airport?
No. Hmm. Lake Mary. Hmm. I know you drove past that sign.
No.
I like Orlando.
I didn't drive.
It's kind of a little ghetto, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. I mean, it was, we had a great time. We were there for a Bondage event, and so it's not like we went to the theme parks and stuff. But that fucking place is expensive for, like, I like the timeshare idea because you could sit there, and especially if you had kids, you could cook and have stuff back at home instead of spending all your money on food.
Get an extended stay.
Yeah, I mean, anything like that. But then, no, you rent the timeshare. It's like an extended stay. I know that. But then it was like to go through. It was like $800 for the two of us to be able to go to Disney World for the 4 days to see all the parks. And I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me? It's absurd. There's no way. There's no."
And you know you're gonna want to buy one of those spray bottle fans.
Oh yes,
it's so fucking hot.
I went through and I asked everybody what I was supposed to wear, and I called Ralph Long, and. Right, and I said, Ralph, I was like, Ralph, what should I wear? And he's like, Mo, wear nothing. Wear as little as possible. It's hot. And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, wear underwear and an undershirt. It's hot. And I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing now there? He's like, I don't know, because it's so hot. My brain's gone. It's hot. And I was like, okay,
just sit
cool.
Inside.
And I was like, somebody told me I should bring a poncho. No, it's hot. Don't bring a poncho. I'm like, what the fuck? So I love Ralph Long, and so I did not bring a poncho, but I brought like every possible item of clothing to just be covered. I didn't see it rain once.
Really?
Yeah, I was disappointed.
No 4 o'clock sunny showers?
No.
Wow.
No. So, that's Gracie Glam.
We're talking about the fucking weather.
We are.
Another great episode.
Another great episode of... Do you have anything else? Do you have something to add?
I have to add one thing.
Okay.
I think Gracie should have her own podcast show.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I totally
have you seen what she gives the energy?
I think that's a great idea.
I think... I'm thinking less with Gracie.
Hold on. Do the intro to your show.
Hey.
What's the title of your show? Is that it?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Welcome to More with Gracie. My name is Gracie Glam.
Whenever you put me on, I can't, you know, it depends if you want me, like if you want me or if you want Gracie, you know, and Mo has this thing where he watches, like, I flip.
I think, but I give me that, like, welcome to Less with Gracie intro.
Welcome, everybody, to Less with Gracie. I'm Gracie Glam, your host, and your one and only top porn star in the entire world, and the most fabulous, of course.
And who's your guest today, Gracie?
No guest today. It's just me. It's always me, because I'm the most interesting person ever, and you don't need to hear anybody else. I know everything. What were you saying? Oh, nothing? That's right.
Yeah, I think so, Mo.
I think that's kind of funny. I think you could throw
I think
a couple...
we could work that. I think I can work that.
If she'll show up. Like I said, it's taken about...
That is true.
It's taken about 70 episodes to get her here.
Exactly.
It's okay. Okay, so Gracie Glam, give me something
where we can find
out there where we can find you.
TheGracieGlam.com, HouseOfGlam.tumblr.com. At Glam Chowder, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. You know,
And stuff.
Et cetera, et cetera. WRALpolice.edu.
And are you good with these hundreds?
I'm safe with these hundreds.
You're safe with these hundreds. Mr. Avery, anything you want to talk about?
I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, and can please someone on the comment, like underneath on the comment box, can someone please fucking tell me why you can't reheat french fries? Like, please. Why? Every other Chinese food, shrimp fried rice, we're good. Why can't you reheat fucking french fries? What the fuck? The end.
Thank you so much, Gracie Glam, for coming out. My name is Maurice. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. And you can check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.